Everyone, and welcome to another episode of 8-Bit Geek. Sorry, Kev just made a face like we were streaming this. He does this all the time, and it's so fucking funny. Like, we're not doing this show live anymore, Kev. Who is that face for?
I don't know, but the funny thing is, I completely forgot we were on cameras because I stopped looking at it because I'm not recording that. So I forgot we were looking at each other, so I'm just normally making this face. I wasn't
even
doing
did that
it.
Face anyways, no matter who was watching, which is just me right
yeah.
now. Anyways, I'm Doug.
And I'm Kevin. Hi.
Hi, and Jer is on another vacation because he's Jeremy, and he wouldn't be living up to his Jeremy Richmond persona without going on yet another vacation. when was the last time you went on vacation, Kev? A real true vacation.
Man.
And not like Comic-Cons. I do not count going to a convention as vacation because we always fucking work.
Yeah. So. I want to say to the best of my knowledge, 2018, I went to Colorado. Debbie and I went to Denver, and we went to like Fort Collins and Boulder, and we went there, and it was rad because for one, I got to visit the recording studio to where most of my favorite bands have ever like created music there. It's owned by the Descendants. Bill, the drummer of the Descendants. It's called the Blasting Room, and like numerous legendary bands have recorded there. Rise Against, Alkaline Trio, my personal favorite, No Use for a Name. Obviously, Descendants have recorded there. Debbie was able to get us a tour in there, just like a personal tour, because you were like, "Hey, we're in town. Is it cool if we check this place out?" And they were super cool about it. I got to sit in the studios. I got a full rundown. The instruments that were there were amazing. It was like, but once again, it was like 2018. Sorry, I'm just going crazy. But Denver, yeah. So,
if I didn't count conventions, because there's a part of me that's also like, I could count the time that Ed and I went to Celebration in Orlando, Florida, which was 2017. I had my cameras and I took photos, but not. We went to panels and we went and enjoyed things that round. Versus when we went in 2015 and like that one, I was like working. I didn't work. We didn't have a booth, but like was doing press stuff.
Yeah.
But 2017. But if I'm not counting conventions, because I did still like post constantly and about whatever we were seeing and hearing and stuff, I would have to say my honeymoon, 2014.
Yeah, I can picture that, because I remember like once you had kids, I think everything else was off the table. It's hard to really travel.
Yeah, and when it's summer, like that's one of the busiest times. It can be both one of the busiest and slowest times of my job. One, because there's nothing going on campus, but two, that's when we do our big summer projects. So like even like this summer, it was like from May through June was pretty fucking chill and slow. And then the last like July and August is gonna be crazy. July was crazy.
Yeah,
and now that we're in August is, classes are starting up in a few weeks, so we're on the grind
all
now.
Kind of prep work.
I work every day this month.
Wow.
Every day.
Damn.
Every day. But the overtime check is going to be dope. I'm excited about that. That'll be nice. I just haven't done a vacation. And again, with Katie as a teacher and stuff, when it gets to summertime, she's just like, I don't want to fucking do anything, dude. I just want to sit and watch TV and just hang out and just chill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mostly what her summer's been. So, man. So Jeremy, like we said, he is visiting family with his wife, and I believe Colin is with them.
Yes. Yeah. So the whole family. Well, their whole family is with
them. And they're in the desert.
Yes.
at a lake house in the desert. And he posted a photo. I don't know if you saw this. I think it was on Twitter, because I think that's all he really used. Twitter or Snapchat. One of the two. And it was a photo of a thermostat for... it's like one of those ones that you have inside your house, but it also tells you what it's like outside. So it showed that it was 116 degrees outside.
Oof.
And it was 83 degrees inside of the house.
Man.
Which is like, that's not a fucking vacation. That's torture.
Yeah, that's a sauna. Like, I mean, yeah, and that is a form of torture right there, man. Oh, I don't know how you can do it. I mean, even if it's family, man.
Yeah, to be with your wife's family and then being forced to, like, even when you're inside, you're still sweating your balls off.
Yeah, that's miserable weather.
Thank you. So anyways, we're doing things a little bit different this week. Since Jer is on vacation, Kevin and I are two old lazy farts, and we put this off until the last minute.
Literally.
And so instead of doing 5 days like we normally would, we're just going to do 1 day. So we're only going to get an episode today, Monday. And then we'll listen to Jer bitch and moan about how we didn't do a whole week. And then we'll be back next week with a whole nother week of episodes.
That is all. That's an accurate order of events there. Just, yeah. It's not a prediction. It's a spoiler. Yeah. But it's going to be a good time. Yeah. And we'll try to keep this lively and upbeat for you. We've still got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know, we still got the bullshit factor. We're going to be fine.
Yeah. So what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and do everything we do during the week, all in one episode. And we're going to try and keep it, short ish, like we do with our daily show most of the time. Mm-hmm. We found that it seems like everyone kind of prefers the short format show, the daily short format. One, it gives you new content every day, and for the most part, 30 to 40 minutes is kind of everyone's commute time, roughly. Yeah. Some people it's more, some people it's less, but that way you get something new every day, but not this week. Just going to get one Monday show with all of it condensed.
This is the sampler platter week. You get it all in like a little increments.
Yep. Okay. So we've bullshitted. I think we're done with Monday. Are we done with Monday? No, you wanted to talk about, you went to a wrestling thing.
Yeah, I went to a wrestling thing on Friday. It was pretty badass. Journey Pro made its, it made its comeback show, literally called 78 Weeks Later. And it was zombie themed, you know, like, nice. Yeah, it was badass, dude. It was so much fun. The only thing is it was super, super hot. Kansas City for the last 4 or 5 days was experiencing weather, like, you know, low hundreds, but like high 90s and all that. And this place, they had it at it was the first time at this new venue. The old one got closed down after quarantine or after COVID, unfortunately. So they had to move to the Missouri side. There's different rules for the sports commission, blah, blah, blah. But the venue they were at was a coffee roaster. It's a coffee shop. And it's awesome, but they have a huge metal roof. So for 4 days, this metal roof has basically been getting sun on it, like 100-degree weather. Yeah. Yeah, and so it was like walking into an oven there. Like, it was just so hot, and it was just hard to breathe in there. But fans stuck it out, man. It was really cool. They even had problems with their AC. Like, just everything was kind of going wrong, but everyone kind of saw it through, and it ended up being a really good event. Mike and I were covering there. We were covering stuff for our other podcast, our wrestling podcast, and it was a blast because we got to interview some people, some wrestlers, fans, getting them hyped up for the show. But we kind of missed most of the actual show because of the fact that we were working and it was just too hot to be in that room. Like, it's, and when you were in the room, thankfully Journey Pro is getting ahead of everything. Starting today, Monday, there's a mandatory mask mandate for anything indoors in Kansas City, which is well needed right now. It's a hot spot at this moment. So Journey Pro went ahead and already mandated, if you're going to be in the building, it's masks on. So, you know, wearing a mask in there, it felt great. You know, it was fine. But once again, being in this like really like just metal roof place with barely any air conditioning because it's been broken, it was just too hard to face. But if you walk to the side of the building where they had like little picnic tables and stuff, there was huge windows and the ring happened to be like right next to the windows. So we just sat out there and just like, and especially once it got dark and like the wind, it got cooler. It was the place to be because you just basically got to see the best like angle of the show. So we just hung out there and it was a really good time, man. I'm really glad in a way. I know it's not fully back and I know we're still in a pandemic, but it felt good to be, you know, last week was my first concert back. This week was my first wrestling show back. It feels like we're finally starting to get back to some kind of at least new normal. You know, we're trying to get past all of this.
Yeah. So. Right. And right is like the Delta variant is kicking up and it's just, oh, it's so annoying. I live in a state where our governor is a dumb piece of shit.
It's like he's being paid by COVID. Like, like they're just lobbying for it. Like, it's just, it's wild.
Big COVID is lobbying in Texas to keep people from getting vaccinated. Like, they are literally, like, they've stripped local government power from being able to mandate masks. They've, like, in schools and all this stuff. And so it's just insane. Like, so the only mask mandates and stuff now can only come down from the state, which seems quite tyrannical to me.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like tyranny. Like, you want to talk about, like, oh, you know, well, we're God's chosen party, and, like, we are against, you know, the red state. You know, we don't want to be communist and socialist, and we don't know what the difference is between the two, so we're just going to use them interchangeably.
Yeah.
Like, but only I get to say what you can do. It's fucking ridiculous. And then the whole, like, oh, it's a choice. And it's so dumb because these fuckers are vaccinated. You know all these, like, officials are vaccinated and shit.
But, you know, it goes against my HIPAA to discuss that. I love that meme that's been going around all week.
Jesus Christ, dude, it's so fucking ridiculous. People that are like, oh, it's a HIPAA violation. The fuck it is.
It is not.
You know what it becomes a HIPAA violation? If you give them that information and they do something with it.
Yep. It's a lot of confusion out there, but I mean, I don't know. But one thing I'm really curious about, I mean, this whole weekend, Lollapalooza happened in Chicago. I was going to say, if ever there is a time, this is not the time for something like that. But at least it was outdoors. We'll see what happens in a week, I guess. I really hope that everything comes away nice, because, I mean, that could be the tipping point right now of going into a second, not saying a second lockdown, but like a second, like, you know, none of those big events, like a lot of concerts are going to get canceled, and it sucks because I've already got like 6 tickets purchased.
Yeah. But, I mean, I think Disney is mandating masks again at the park. And I would not be surprised if in the next month or so, we see Disney parks go back to limited not being attendance. Closed, but limited attendance. You're only going to get in if you have a reservation. Like, and they may still be doing that, but I think they're officially back open normally.
Man. But, good. Like, yeah, I think so. But yeah, either way, just stay safe and take care of yourselves, folks. We could wrap up Monday with that. But yeah, just really, I mean, just look out for each other. I know, I mean, we're almost through this. It's not hard. Just take care of yourselves.
Yeah, and go get the shot.
Yes, please. If you're able to. If you are medically able to, please do it.
Yep. I'm at the point where I'm losing like sympathy for people who are getting sick now.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that like a lot of them chose not to get it and now they're being sick and now they're getting sick. And it's like, you've had since like January, February.
It could have been prevented.
Yeah. It could have been prevented at this point. And, we had an old like family friend. I say family. I don't know. It was an ex-girlfriend of mine. Her sister got it. And she's probably about your age. And she died a couple weeks ago. And their whole family is anti-vax as far as COVID. Like, you know, they'll get their tetanus shots. They'll get their fucking, you know, everything else. But because this one's been politicized, they will not get their COVID shot. Well, they wouldn't. I don't know about now. But I finally heard back from my ex-girlfriend, because I heard about it, and I just messaged her and was like, hey, like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, like, absolutely devastating. Her sister was a saint. She's a good person. I finally heard back from her recently, and she's like yeah, you know, we came back from the funeral with COVID, and my husband just got released from the hospital yesterday. And it's like, oh my god, it's so fucking frustrating. Like, what, I mean, when she got it, y'all should have gotten the shot. Like,
it just could have been avoided, man. Like, all of this, but here we are. You know,
the fact that they came down for the funeral and then they went back home with it, like, that means that people at the funeral had it.
Yeah.
Other people there had it. And it's so aggravating because, again, it's that, like, she did not, her sister did not deserve to die or whatever. She, again, no, was
nobody.
She was the best of the best. Like, she was like the best of their family. Like, out of, honest to Christ, out of all 4 of the sisters, she was the nicest one. Even my ex-girlfriend, she was way nicer than my ex-girlfriend.
Like, oh yeah. That sucks.
And so it was really sad, but it's also aggravating, where it's like you could have done something to prevent this. And there's a part of me that hopes that she just wasn't getting it, not because of like an anti-science thing, even though I'm sure that's exactly what it is. But she would be the person who would be like, I want to make sure everyone who needs it first gets it first before I go get it.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't want to like be like the, I got it out of selfishness and therefore it kept someone who needed it. But I also feel like at this point, like that's fine through January through like April. But when they started opening shit up, and now the fact that you can walk into like any Walgreens or CVS or Walmart or fucking anywhere and get this shot now, again, that's where I'm like, I'm losing sympathy for people, because it's just at this point ignorance and arrogance that's keeping people from getting it.
Yeah.
And causing, like, you know, all these problems. The fact that, yeah, we're this fucking Delta variant is kicking up and it's more infectious than the first one. And it's,
mm-hmm. Yeah, and vaccinated people can get it. And so even like, I felt like I was rolling the dice going to this concert or going to the concert and the wrestling event. I mean, it is what it is, but I mean, at least I know if I get it, it's not going to be as severe if I was, you know, if I wasn't vaccinated. Yeah. So
that's we're going to end our Monday segment of the show. Yeah, go get vaccinated, please, for the love of everyone around you.
Yes.
It does not, you know, it's not great. It's not fun for everyone. Some people have bad symptoms, but we know what's worse? Dying.
Or someone around you dying as a cause of it.
Yep.
Or effect.
Yep. To go back to this family, I cannot imagine, like, because the mom and dad all and the sister all had it at the same time. I don't know who had it first. If I was one of the parents and I got COVID and I gave it to my children and my child died, I would be inconsolable. Like, I would probably kill myself. I would be so, like, just utterly devastated. Get a shot for the sake of the people around you if you haven't already. Surely our listeners at this point have already done it, but I feel like sometimes we get those fans that are like, fuck your political views.
It's not even a political view. It's a humanity view, and that's the thing. Well, and I know. And we're going to get it.
That's the thing, though, right? Is that it's been politicized. It's been, you know, yeah. Some people think it's about politics. Like,
it's like a fucking baseball team. It's like, if you like one team, then I have to like the other. And it's like, no, you can like both. And you don't even have to like either. But fucking save each other and save yourself. Yeah. All right, sorry.
This week's top fives, we're doing something... they're gonna be shorter. We're only doing our top threes.
Yes.
Because it's just the two of us
the two of us.
Yeah. Our original pitch that got shut down by our secret CEO was that we were gonna do our top five vacations that Jer has gone on that we wish we could have gone on, but that was shot down. They said it was too mean,
too hot apparently for TV.
Apparently, that's us picking on Jer too much. So instead, we're doing our top three online video games.
Yeah. Or at least experiences you've had with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to start, Doug?
Sure, I'll go first.
Go for it, bud.
This one, if you listen to the pre-show, actually, you heard Kev mention this one specifically. And while I have not played this game in years, because of just the shit show the game became... The time that we had on the 8-Bit Geeks Discord server with friends and fans and listeners or whatever playing PUBG was so fucking choice. It was so much fun playing PUBG back when that game was at its absolute height. There's just so many memories. Most of my clip videos on my Twitch page are from PUBG. Or from the PUBG days. Ed just fucking vanishing. I'm like, where the fuck did Ed go? And Ed's on the other side of the map. And it's like, how the fuck did you get over there, bud? And you're like,
just scavenging, just checking buildings. Just looking for guns. Yeah, exactly.
But we're all over here. Oh, yeah. But, you know, we would jump on, like, because...
We'd play for hours.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if we could squad up or not. But I think you could.
Like, yeah, four we were people. Getting three squads of three. And then we'd have, like... other people in servers and stuff like that. Like, it was pretty rad.
Yeah. So there were times when we would jump in with like 6 or 7 people and it would just be absolute chaos. It was so much fun.
It was, yeah, we had a lot of fun with the community. A lot of people like Snorkel, I think, played with us. Man, we had, yeah, a lot of old fans used to jump in and just jump in the crew. It was fun. I miss those days. Cool. Well, speaking of games that we used to play with the community, Rocket League is my number three.
Oh, yeah.
We used to play Drunk Rocket League where we'd have to give up, do shots, and then we had to do an extra shot if you like knocked in your own goal. We'd start off usually doing so well, and then, man, it just goes downhill real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it was another fun experience to have, and another one where it was easy to jump into. It was hard to master, but it was a blast to play. And it was something that we were able to put like dedicate whole stream nights to, and I loved it.
Yeah. We would start with that, and then we'd always go to like. Then it would turn to Drunk Golf with Friends, and that would be another thing we'd play with people. And it would just be like, that's when I would have like the sensory overload, where it'd be like, because then it's like, all right, pull. You know, we can have 10 people in, like pull in seven more people, and all of a sudden it would just be like, oh my god, it's just fucking chaos in my ears, and then people are just hitting each other, or their golf balls. And
balls are fucking, just.
Oh, it'd be fucking crazy. Oh, and then they'd be like, oh, let's turn on an odd-shaped ball. So it's
that was all Caleb's ideas every time. Caleb, and that's why you couldn't let Caleb host the room. Because he would put in like fucking like banana-shaped balls or something like that, and you're trying to get it in the hole.
and low gravity, so they would just go fucking flying.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. But again, that was the point of the night where I'd be like, okay, I can't play this.
Yeah.
it's too many people. It's too loud. I'm too drunk. I can't do this.
Yeah. But by the way, that was my number two, was golf with your friends because of that. Yeah. Because of all the fun we'd have with it, like in the chaos that would ensue. And that's another one where I had a bunch of like Twitch clips because, you know, just random shit that would happen. And it was just, it was so much fun to play. And it was, you know, I miss those days. But I mean, I've heard we got to revisit it sometime because that game has gotten like a hell of a lot of updates now. And I hear it's a lot better, and there's like a ton of new courses. Remember, we used to play it when there was only like four courses, and we just play them over and over again.
I think you can make your own courses now or something. I saw that on there too.
Yeah, no, and you can use like play custom courses. Like, I mean, there's something for everyone in it now, man. It's pretty wild.
My number two is one that you, Jer, and I played. We played the first one, and then right at the beginning of the pandemic, and like the first, like, I think we started everyone in the lockdown. And we played through the first few weeks of lockdown when it was like still new and weird and crazy. The Division 2.
Yeah, that was perfect timing there. It was really ominous.
Yeah, the second one, we were doing the New York missions where you go back to New York in the spring. And I remember we're going down the roads and we're like, this is a little too real.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I went and got groceries the other day, and this is exactly what it was like. There was no one on the fucking road. Like, this is weird. But it was a fun game. It was a lot of fun to play together. Sorry, I was watching your dog sniff your salad.
Oh, it sounds dirty. There's steak in there.
Yeah. But it was a lot of fun. And yeah, again, we played it right at the beginning of the pandemic when we had like a lot of time just to kind of kill. And so we had a lot of fun in it, and I miss it. But I think we also kind of did everything. I think we got to the point in the game where it was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
this is no longer fun.
Well, we did everything that DLC had. We didn't do any of the, like, what do they call it, the Black Zone or whatever, you know, where you have to go, like, the PvP portion. Because it's just been too much. It's not worth it.
Yep.
But yeah, we played a lot of that. That was a blast of a series too. I liked it. We couldn't really find anything to play after that until our number ones, which I'm sure, is it the same?
Probably.
Is it my number one? Red Dead Redemption. Red Dead Online. Yeah, man. I'm really glad. It just happened to be me randomly talking about it one night to B and Daniel. And I was like, oh yeah, you know, like I'd love to play this online with people. I'd love to actually posse up and see what it was like. And then we saw that it was on sale and you and Jeremy back into it. We had to have a group call. It was wonderful.
Yeah, you guys are on Discord, and suddenly it's like, hey, get on the call. And I'm like watching TV with Katie in bed. I don't remember what we're watching. And I was just like, oh my god, what? I think we're watching Hoarders. Oh my god, it was just like, what do y'all want right now? 10 o'clock, what? And it's like, oh, we want to play Red Dead. fine. Okay. all right. I still had it. It's still installed. I didn't even have to do anything. It was still had it installed from when I played it a year ago.
Nice.
Oh, so, man. Yep, hopped into that. It's been a lot of fun and really funny. We've had some really funny moments. The other night I was playing with Caleb and Daniel. Sorry, and B. And I was running to catch up with them. I think they were on a mission. And I ran right into Daniel with my our horses collided.
Oh, no.
And because we were in a mission, Daniel's horse was permadead until the mission was over.
Oh, he must have been angry about it. He's probably just going to jump on your horse anyway. He always ends up hopping horses so he can relax while someone else does the work of getting them to the destination.
Yeah, he was like, ah, it's fine. He's like, that sucks, but it's fine. And then when we got out of the mission and he was able to call his horse, he was like, oh, thank God. it was one of those, like, we just collided.
Oh.
And, like, not necessarily intentionally, but it was just, we both just went flying and our horses went flying. And some of that shit's been so funny. And we've been doing some of the, I think you hopped on not long after that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been doing some of the, like, the, I don't know, free-for-all and...
Yeah, we did that last night.
The team really deathmatch stuff, the name your weapon, where they just give you random fucking weapons.
Mm-hmm. Or you get, like, the crazier the weapon, the higher the points to kill. So if you get a
tomahawk kill.
Yeah, the tomahawk, you get, like, 6 points. Like, that was really cool. I enjoyed that. And once again, I'm glad we all started playing it, because this is the most fun I've had with, like, either Red Dead or Grand Theft Auto pretty much since it came out, because... Once again, if you're playing on your own, man, it's really hard. I mean, it's just really hard to get into it. A lot of the bounties are really tough because you have to, you know, usually shoot down like 10 or 12 people in a gang before you can try to capture the bounty. So if you're doing it alone, it's not easy because the bounty will just run off. But when a four or five person posse.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, we did one the other night where it was like four bounties together.
Yeah.
How do you do that alone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're not going to be able to pile all four bodies on your horse.
Yeah, I guess you could get a wagon, but like if they start smack talking, normally you gotta hit your bounty to shut them up. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll wriggle free and they'll break loose, and then you're chasing people down. And as a solo player, that would fucking suck.
You gotta do that Three Stooges thing where you just slap them all at the same time, all in a row. But
so that's our top three. And play Red Dead Online. It's fun
with friends. Get your posse together.
Friends. Yes. So we're going to talk about a couple of news stories. We'll get to Activision stuff in a minute because that may be a big one. But the first one I wanted to talk about was Scarlett Johansson suing Disney over the release of Black Widow on Disney Plus.
I mean, good reason. I mean, I'm sure in her contract she'd get residuals for theater stuff. So without the theater stuff, they probably just kind of asked her out of the contract.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like her contract had, which a lot of them do,
mm-hmm.
their
points on the back end.
Yeah, is typically tied to how it does theatrically opening weekend. And, Marvel movies are typically a shoo-in to make a good penny.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not account for Disney Plus releases and stuff. The movie was filmed pre-pandemic. It was supposed to come out last summer. It's a year delayed because of everything just being shut down. And it probably was not even thought of, especially at the time, of releasing things on Disney Plus. And now we may see that kind of become the norm, at least for a little while, people releasing stuff same day. Obviously Disney Plus has their premium model where you have to pay $30 or whatever it is to view it.
Not HBO Max. HBO Max, we're getting Suicide Squad this Friday.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's going to be wild.
Exactly.
Fast and Furious is already out too. It's only been out for 30 days. They did this thing where I think that a lot of theaters are going to fall suit, where if they hit like a 50 million mark, then they'll go to on demand within 30 days of release, which is cool. It's like, all right, cool, we've made our money, now let's get it on demand and make the rest, you know. And that's, dude, I can wait 30 days if I don't want to deal with a theater full of people,
right? Especially right now. I mean, again, it goes back to just I'm not comfortable going to a movie theater yet. No. Still, especially with this new variant going on.
I was for like 2 weeks and now I'm not anymore.
Exactly. So yeah, I think she's justified in suing, and that her contract did not cover that sort of release, and that probably hurt her. Okay, let's be real. It did not hurt her financially. She just didn't make as much. But at the same time, if her contract was kind of being like, if it was also like stipulation on how it did that opening weekend, and Disney's, I like kind of, they had a year. They held on to this movie for a year before finally releasing it. Like, that's, it feels like a, not necessarily a last minute decision, because obviously it took them a year, but at the same time, like, we got to do something. Like, we got to put it out. Otherwise, this movie's going to not have the effect we need it to have in the grand scheme of the Marvel Universe. But we know people aren't going to see them in theaters, so let's do the Disney Plus model. And it did pretty well in both. And it did really well for Disney Plus also.
Mm-hmm.
But her not getting money for that, because it wasn't even a twinkle in anybody's eye when they made those contracts 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, because no one had an idea. You're right.
Yeah, and you know, and now, what's her face is from Cruella. Emma Stone is thinking about, is weighing her options to sue. For the same thing, where it was like, this was done made pre-COVID.
Yeah, don't let them get away with money they didn't earn. I mean, like, they, you know, they still performed. They're the performers. They're the people who, you know, it's not their fault, you know, and they should still be paid what they should earn. You know what I mean? Like, I'm with them on that, is what I'm trying to say.
I am too. Yeah. Because I feel like what we're going to see happen is, one, I think we're going to see a change in contracts, where especially where now studios are doing simultaneous releases, like HBO and stuff. I'm curious what HBO's, how they've, because we haven't heard anybody from HBO in the HBO movies complaining about like any of that. So they're
kind
of
the guys from Dune or the guy, the director of Dune did not want that on HBO Max. Like, I remember that he fought that tooth and nail. I believe it's still happening, maybe, but it's not like, you know, they, like I said, they announced it and he was pissed. Like, so there are some blowback to it. There is some blowback to it.
I'm just with like Suicide Squad coming out this weekend. I wonder what the, because that was, I feel like Suicide Squad was a post-COVID movie. Like, that movie was probably made last year. So I'm just curious what their, if at the time WB is like, we're going to do same day releases. This was working great for us over on HBO Max.
Yeah.
So, and they factor that into the contract somehow, because they don't charge extra for it, but maybe they already get some bonus.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not. Yeah, I missed that. I'm sorry. I was speaking more. I don't think it was financially about like the Dune guy. I don't think he was pissed about it financially. I think he just wanted his movie to be in a big screen, not on a smaller.
And that's fair.
And that's fair, right? Like, you know, like Christopher Nolan did the same thing with that other Tenet movie.
Yeah, Tenet.
It was so weird to see, even in theaters. I still had no clue what was going on.
Yeah, but I definitely stand with all of them, and I.
Yeah.
Again, I was going to say, like, when streaming became popular back in, or started to become a feasible option back in 2007, when a lot of places, like when Netflix was starting their online streaming way back then, and when websites were starting to stream episodes online, and Hulu and all that stuff was starting to kick off, we had that writer's strike where people who wrote TV, part of their contract was like getting residual checks for syndication. Mm-hmm. But once you take things out of syndication, even if you don't take it out of syndication, but you put it online and there's views being online, but those don't count as syndication, then people are starting to like, well, I'm not getting paid for that. I should be getting paid for that. So there was a writer strike that changed all of that. Do I think we're going to see an actor strike? No, because it would have to be everybody and every bankable name ever complaining about it, because it's Hollywood. Everyone's replaceable.
Yep. Sadly enough.
And so I don't know. It would be really interesting to see, but I think we're just going to see a change in contracts and how those are going to be played out. And I think that these two, or at least this one case, is going to be like the big one. You know, this is what's going to like kind of set the
tone
and how people are going to respond, because Disney's kind of being bitches about it right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's Disney. Of course they are.
Right. I mean, it's weird. They're going to hold on to every penny they can, but it's bullshit because, once again, I mean, these people earned their paychecks and they earned what they should be getting. And I don't think any CEO or anyone that hadn't had their hands in it should profit off of that just because of a stipulation. So, and now the elephant in the room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Activision. The
creepy fucking elephant.
Man. So if you haven't heard, Activision's full of fucking creeps, and it is
Activision Blizzard, by the way.
Activision Blizzard, yep. And just everything cringy and terrible that you've ever heard about Activision Blizzard. Because there's, I mean, the shitty thing is, like, this isn't new news.
No.
As far as the total bro atmosphere of the company. But the allegations and the lawsuit are absolutely fucking horrifying.
Yes. So, I mean, it's just wild. It's let's see. It says the harasser was, I guess, Blizzard from the lawsuit is still all over World of Warcraft. Let's see. What's his name? The guy's name was, sorry, it's Afrasiabi. Afrasiabi. And he worked for Blizzard as recently as June 2020, when he apparently left the company with seemingly minimal mention, probably because all this stuff was probably coming out about him. But he seems to be at the kind of the head of this lawsuit that is basically, like, a lot of women have come forward, you know, saying they were sexually harassed, assaulted, psychologically traumatized, and the people in power did nothing to stop it or even limit the behavior. You know, boys club bullshit.
Yep. I mean, they released a photo this last week of, like, one of their, I've heard different reports. One, it was like the Blizzard party room at one of the cons.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yeah. And then another thing was, like, it was a green room at BlizzCon, but it's still like, okay, it's BlizzCon. It's fucking y'all. Doesn't matter if it was the green room or what, but yeah, it was the Cosby. They called it the Cosby room. And they say because the hotel had this, like, this horrendous photo of Cosby, like, oil painting, but, like...
No, they said it was because the walls had, like, the sweater-like color or patterns or whatever. And people have come out against that story and said there was nothing like that in there. Like, and it was 2013 when they were doing this, and this was well into the allegations. Like, Cosby was already being investigated for sexual...
And one of the people was, like, you know... In the photo, I saw his quote where he's like, you know, that was 2013. Like, you know, we didn't know about any of this stuff then. What we know now is, like,
yes, you did.
yes, we did. Sure, we did.
Those allegations came out in what, 2007 or 2008, I believe. Like, there was enough time.
So, enough for you guys to make, like, a cringy, like, pay, like, no.
Yeah.
So it's been really, I don't want to say interesting because it hasn't necessarily been interesting. It's been disheartening to see and follow because Activision Blizzard's doing what Activision Blizzard always does, and that's hire really shitty, like, union busting people and, like, people from, like, the Trump administration, like, just shitheels and fuck ups and or whatever to try and squander this and push it under the rug, and it's disgusting to see. And it's one of those things where it's like, I mean, y'all know this does not make you, like, you want to look, you don't hire them, like, unless you're guilty.
I mean, so they're gonna end up settling something huge, hopefully, and hopefully this sets a precedent because they need to learn, man. From the CEO down, Bobby Kotick needs to either just turn in his resignation or just get fired at this point. I mean, it's bullshit like this starts from the top and works its way down. I would say start from the top, re-fucking structure. None of those people deserve their jobs after the bullshit that they've allowed being done in the last however many years.
Yeah. Agreed. So we know that this sucks for a lot of people who enjoy Blizzard games, but, you know, we ask that you don't play them. Obviously, you're going to do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
But the only way that a lot of these companies actually listen is financially. And the way to do that is to not support them. and to make that known. Unfortunately, you have games like WoW that are just so fucking universal that, like, there's, it doesn't matter, you know, there's so many players.
Yeah.
And I mean, so many people probably play that don't pay, that don't actually even play, you know. Yeah. It's tough in that regard, but
it's hard.
And it goes for Activision games too.
Yeah.
I know you all want to play Tony Hawk, but don't play Tony Hawk.
I know. And I've played Call of Duty, but I've only played it a couple times, I know. But I've had, you know, stuff like Overwatch, I've had that uninstalled for a while because of, you know, when they were dealing with the free Hong Kong, you know.
Yep. I've had it uninstalled since then. I haven't played a Blizzard game, specifically like Blizzard. I did play Tony Hawk when it came out. But
it sucks. I mean, yeah, and that's, you're right. The best way you can do it, I mean, the best way you can support these folks are, yeah, boycotting Activision and Blizzard. But it's in the, and it's your world. Do what you want to do. But, you know, that's just us. We're going to try to do better. Sorry.
So if you want to know more about these stories, obviously you can Google them and look them up. But yeah. And you, it's, if you want to know more about the Activision stuff, cause we've been pretty, we haven't really talked about a lot of the allegations, but again, there's some horrendous fucking shit in there. You can Google that and read it on your own. It's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's like some like dark shit. Like
they just, another story came out recently about a guy. They found cameras in the bathrooms, in the public bathrooms, like cameras that were installed by a, by an IT guy that was there. So creepy. Like, it's just, that's, yeah,
like, just horrifying. Again, it's just gross. It's just so fucking gross. And we know that there's issues like this at other studios too. There was stuff against Ubisoft not too long ago. Mm-hmm. Like, the gaming industry is a boys' club to the grossest degree.
Yep. That needs to change.
So we'll stop talking about that. Let's talk about what we've been doing or watching or playing the last week or so.
Man,
Red Dead, right?
Yeah, Red Dead. Red Dead. Yeah, it's been fun playing the Red Dead Online. You know, we've been doing bounties. We've been doing, especially the legendary bounties. When you, the thing that sucks, you can only have up to four people. You can't have beyond that. We usually have about five or six people playing, so we'll just do regular bounties. But the legendary bounties, they do like little side stories, and they give you like build up and everything. It's really fun. Yeah,
yeah. And some of them are like, you've got to like do investigation stuff. Like you got to go look. You got to go find their camp, and you got to find clues as to where they went, and you got to do stuff like that. So that's always been fun. We've done a handful of other missions and stuff. And again, the multiplayer stuff has been surprisingly fun. Yeah. I didn't think I'd like it because there's some, we've had our run-ins with like script kiddies, with hackers and stuff, people that, and so, that's been kind of a bummer that they don't have like a tighter lockdown on that stuff. But
yeah,
we had one guy that was just going around, popping around and like just killing everybody. You could watch him teleport around the map.
He was
asking people for money, and then he would kill them. He was like robbing people, but the thing is, like, you can't give people money.
Can you?
Like, you can't just give another. I don't know. Can you just give another player money?
I don't know. I guess I've never tried. I've never wanted to, but
yeah. And it's like, I'm not giving you money, dude. And he would just kill you. And so, and we had that, and we had someone who would just cause everyone to explode.
Yeah, that sucked.
That one was funny for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, until our horses died, then we had to go back and retrieve new horses.
Yep.
We all got stuck with scrawny nags or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think my horse died. The thing is, like, it wouldn't hurt you. Like, you would take maybe fall damage and stuff, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Like, if you were just running around, it wouldn't be that bad. If you're on your horse, it would take your horse out.
Yeah. But it was annoying as shit.
Kill them every time. Yeah, but it was, like, at first, like, pretty spread out, where it was, like, every 5 minutes you'd get hit. And then it became, like, every minute. And it was just so fucking annoying.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you know, we just have one person, like the posse leader, switched to another server and then just pulled us all with him. And so it was fine after that. But aside from that, the game itself has been a fucking blast.
Mm-hmm. The story missions have been fun too. Like, we've been starting to do story missions whenever we get a chance. And you work for like the sheriff, and you're trying to like do other, you know, help out people. And it's cool. Like, there was one mission, remember, we had to rescue the sheriff. He was about to get hung. And so somebody had to shoot the rope and like rescue him. Like, it's cool doing stuff like that. Like, it's, once you have like a crew, and Daniel is still the fucking wild card of the crew, he'll just start, we'll just be doing like, you know, turning in bounties or something, and you just hear a shootout happen for no reason. And Daniel,
we
be
had
like,
an epic shootout a couple of nights ago.
Oh, yeah.
Went on for like 45 minutes. And it was to the point we were in Rhodes, and it was just constant lawmen and stuff coming after everybody. And it was just never fucking ending. It just kept going. And by the end of it, I think my bounty was up to like eight. I think I paid $7. So it was like $14, which is
wow.
The other day I killed four people, and my bounty was 40 cents. So that should give you kind of a
how much it built up.
How much it built up? Yeah, it was so fucking much. It was so much.
Yeah. Did they just send like an army after you after a while, or like Pinkertons, or anyone like? Do they have
Pinkertons essentially?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of like what would be the 5-star, you know, like equivalent. You know, like what would?
Yeah,
they send?
Yeah. Unfortunately, tanks don't roll in. So
yeah, Gatling gun or something like that. You know, remember like there was one mission you had to fight people on Gatling guns.
Mm-hmm. So. I did one on a train.
Yep.
There was a dude on a train. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, you watched Ted Lasso?
Yes, I did. Yeah, it's
good.
Dude,
I have fucking called this season. I called it last week.
Yeah,
I
was going to tell you about that. Yeah.
It. My God. Okay, slight spoilers if you haven't watched it yet. I called last week. I said they're going to have to get Jamie back. Jamie is the only way that this team is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then Roy is going to go on TV. He's going to give the announcing gig a shot. He's not going to like it, and he's going to end up becoming a coach because, like, you can tell with the kids that he loves coaching. Mm-hmm. And sure as shit, this week, Jamie Tartt's fucking back at FC Richmond.
Yeah.
Fucking called it. And Roy went and tried the...
was fantastic.
Yeah, fucking legend. Like, I was watching it, and I was like, that's the greatest thing ever. And
yeah.
And so he seemed to enjoy it. I think we'll see him do it a couple more episodes. And I think it's going to get to the point where he's not going to be happy with it. They're going to censor him at some point. They're going to be like, dude, you cannot.
But the fans liked it. Yeah, it was great.
The fans liked it.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, Roy Kent, legend.
Fucking legend, man. Yeah. We saw him with the kids again. And just how much he loved coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to come in. I think they're going to have somebody who's going to put... I think Jamie has grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting watching Jamie try to redeem himself. But I think the person that's going to get him there is going to be Roy Kent. I think Roy Kent's going to come in and be the coach, or a coach. And probably Jamie's specific coach, or, you know...
I could see that.
Just for him, but... And I think that's what's going to happen. You got to have those two. You're going to have them on the team. You're not going to fuck. They're not going to fucking make it.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. And yeah, I mean, I like where the season's going so far. It seems like the doctor is kind of opening up to Ted, but I don't know. It's still frigid there. It's good stories being told so far. I'm liking where this is going. But yeah, when I was watching the episode, I was like, yep, Doug called it.
Well, I fucking called it, man.
I love the scene where Roy ends up, like, you know, just at the beginning, he's with the little the soccer team. He just drops the box of medals. Take a pick, whatever. Yeah. Or best dressed. And he looks and they're all wearing the same thing. Yeah. I love his voice. It's hilarious.
Just do it. Yeah,
like I know he's doing he's doing a different voice, because I know when they interviewed him behind the scenes, he was a lot different. But I love how gruff he sounds all the time. He's like, ah, fucking bullshit.
him on Sky Sports was fucking phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
just so fucking good.
Just dropping F bombs. Oh, he's shake. This is fucking shit. They knew it. Yeah. They were hosting and they did bad.
Yeah, like Chelsea fucking know they suck. They know they were shit. Oh, so good. I started watching. I've been, this happens to me like every time closer to this year, where I'm like, all right, it's in the middle of July, or of course, you know, it's in the end of July. Mm-hmm. Horror Fest is not too far away.
That is true.
I can see the light. It's not too far. And so then I'm like, man, I need to watch some like horror films. So I haven't really watched much, but I've been going down like this YouTube rabbit hole of, I forget the name of the channel. It's one of those channels that does, like, you know, top 10 whatever, like, scenes in horror films. And it's okay. Something, it's like, what? Oh, not what's up, but it's something, what a blah, 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 horror, and it's just there. Okay. That channel is specifically about like horror films, like best villains, best twist endings, whatever.
Oh, cool.
So I've been watching a lot of that, and I was like, you know what? I still pay for Shudder for some reason. Let me go see what's up on Shudder. And so I watched. Did I mention this last week? Did I mention Psycho Gorman?
Oh yeah, we watched Psycho Gorman. Yeah, I watched it because of Larry. So Larry from. Why am I my bleeding ears? Like, you know, the podcast that helps us on Horror Fest. Yeah, he recommended Psycho Gorman, and that movie is fucking awesome.
I watched it a couple, maybe not last week, but the week before.
Nice.
So fucking good.
Yeah.
So ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So dumb. But like, it's like they went, okay, let's make this silly horror film about a alien demon thing that gets... has a thing that if someone holds it, they control him. Let's give it to a 9-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm. A okay, sassy perfect. 9-year-old girl.
Yeah, perfect. Great story. Okay. But he should have something that, like, put him away that comes to fight him. Yes, absolutely. Okay, I have some old Power Ranger costumes that we never used.
Yep.
When I worked on the Power Rangers TV show. Should we just use those? Absolutely.
Yep.
Like, the creature costumes were so 90s Power Rangers. It was so fucking funny.
Yep. It was fantastic. I loved it. It was just it was like a 90s fucking acid trip. I mean, that's really what it was. Like, a combination of all the, like, action figure commercials and just, like, the music that was playing was, like, that fast, you know, like, that metal kind of stuff, you know? And
yep.
It was so good. I loved that movie. And the gore in that. Wow, it's so, like, you know, especially the zombie cop that has to follow them.
Mm-hmm. He's just trying to kill himself at one point. What, he's just trying to, like, end it, and he just can't.
It's like, that movie is just so out there. I can't recommend that enough. Good call. Yeah, I'm glad you saw that. I forgot about that.
So I watched that. That was very good. Very surprising. And then I forgot, but Shudder started or rebooted Creepshow.
You told me about that. I'm going to have to look for that because I haven't been with Shudder in a while, unfortunately. Yeah.
Probably since last Horror Fest when I signed up for it. Like, that's what I watched The Ring versus The Grudge on.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And so, it, you know, it's Creepshow. So it's kind of Tales from the Crypt meets... Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Tales from the Dark Side.
Yeah. The first episode has what's his fucking name? Oh my god, I almost said Tobin Heath, but that's a soccer player. Tobin Bell.
Jigsaw.
Saw.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh wow.
In the first episode, together.
Okay. Fair enough.
And so each episode has two stories.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the first story. And it was good. I wouldn't say it was really good. It was good. It was a kind of body horror. Kid's dad becomes... I never really explain why it happens to him, but he kind of, like, becomes almost like a giant parasite sort of thing. And it's pretty gross. And then the second one was like about like a dollhouse and this, and it was like a horror film, but it was all kind of within this girl's dollhouse, which is this dollhouse. And then like suddenly like a severed head appears inside of the dollhouse. And it's like this really weird, like kind of zombie looking, and the pieces are moving. And like, there's like a story happening. This little girl is kind of watching. The pieces aren't moving on their own, or they are, but like you're not seeing like a little doll like walk across the house. It's just like, oh, we gotta hear what's Evan doing. Like, why isn't Evan here? And she like looks around the house and finds Evan, and she's like, okay, he's hiding up in his room. Where are the parents? And she looks and the parents have moved or something, you know, like they're now in another room.
Ugh.
And then like she goes and like buys like a cop piece because a cop is going to protect them. And you literally like, she's like, the cop is like searching the house and stuff. And like her parents will come and talk to him. She'll turn around and the cop's in the attic with his flashlight out. There's these little dolls. So there's all this stuff happening in this house and like this weird severed head, like murdering them. And this girl watching it happen.
Whoa, that's wild.
Excuse me. So, but it was like creepy in that way where it was like, what the fuck? And then at one point the zombie head is like in her house and no longer in the dollhouse. So it was pretty good. It was,
man,
really,
I gotta
surprising.
Watch more of those. I loved the movies and mm-hmm. I just never got around to watching the series. I remember when we were talking about it when it was first coming out. I think they're like up to season two at this point, aren't they? I think they're,
yes.
Like, yeah.
And I don't know if I think season two's done. I do not know if they've done a season three, if they have a plans for season three. It looks like it's open-ended. Like, it doesn't say, like,
yeah,
just these. Let's see. My God, this motherfucker's been so much stuff. Let's see. 2018, I think, is when that came out. The first season. God, he was on. Did The Flash. We haven't talked about The Flash in a while. 2019, sorry. They always got, like, the best horror icons to play villains in the show. He yeah. was one for one season, and then they had Tony Todd one season.
Oh, as the voice. I love Tony Todd.
Yeah, he was the bad guy one season. Or his voice, anyways.
God. Man.
Okay, Creepshow. Yeah, it's just 2019 dash and then open-ended, so I'm guessing they're going to do a third season.
Good. Probably, once again, you know, probably picking up once, you know, quarantine and everything. Once we get some kind of friend normal out of it.
Okay, so there is a third season planned, but they don't have any, like, information, or it just says 2021.
Yeah, hey,
but no dates. Yeah, I'm sure quarantine probably kind of put a pause on everything, but I recommend it. Again, it's on Shudder if you like Shudder. If not, I'm sure you can find it elsewhere on the internet.
At the record store.
At the record store. So yeah. That's kind of what I've been up to. I've just nice. Been that and I'm almost done with A Way of Kings, the audiobook. It was like 44 hours long. I have 2 hours left. I'm almost done.
Okay. Nice. Man. Yeah, you're trekking right through that. Man, this week I've been playing a lot of Watch Dogs Legion. I got that, they just upgraded this to the PS5 version or whatever, so I wanted to start playing it. It plays a lot smoother now in that it's in like 60 frames, because when it first came out, even on PS5, they only had max 30 because they were doing ray tracing stuff, and then they finally like patched it where you can have like a 60 frames mode, and it's been beautiful ever since. Game's been fun for as random as it is, because, you know, once again, this is a game where you can play almost anyone in the city and do missions. I'm really surprised how much voice work went into this, because, you know, even though there are, you know, characters that'll just have like different octave changes, there are, like, you know, other voice actors that sound completely different, and different accents and different, like, English accents too, which is fantastic, because you'll get like the real scruffy people, or you'll get the real like proper sounding. I've got an older woman that's like a female James Bond. She's got, and each person has their own perks too. So she comes with her own silencer, and she's got an older car that has rockets equipped to it, so you can just rocket people. I recruited a getaway driver, and his car had this thing called Get Out of the Way. And what it does is immediately hacks all the cars in front of you to just basically like split like an ocean.
Nice.
So it's really cool. I recommend it. If you like the Watch Dogs series, it's a little bit, like I said, the story takes a little bit to get picked up because it's so open-ended, but I'm really enjoying it. And a lot of times right now, I think it's still on sale for probably half the price it normally is. So I would recommend picking it up. other than that, I've been playing. I finished the Rocket League. Like, I finished the season a while ago, like the Battle Pass. But they have like challenges that they'll release like every quarter. Their Battle Passes are like 6 months, as opposed to like other companies like Call of Duty and everything doing 3 months. So they do all their challenges in like little like 2-month like increments. And so I finished every single challenge, and it was like the first time I did it this season, or for like a season. And I just did it like last night. So it's pretty cool, man. I love Rocket League. I've gotten really into it this last season.
Nice. I haven't touched it in years.
Yeah, it's fun, man. I mean, there's just so much to it now. I mean, there's so many different modes and everything involved in it. Other than that, yeah, I think that's pretty much. Oh, and what we watched, we also watched Dave this week. Dave was really funny.
Man. Did I watch this week's Dave? I don't think so.
It's kind of a heartbreaker, man. Or like a tearjerker, I would say, in a way. But yeah, it was a good episode, man. This season is a lot more emotional than the first one. And the first one had its moments, but mm-hmm. yeah, this one's, he's going through some shit. Mm-hmm. But it's good stuff. Yeah, as far as I know, that's pretty much. Oh, and I've been watching one more thing. I've been watching, and I don't know why I've been watching this before bed, but I've been watching the Dark Side of the Ring series by Vice. And okay. It's pretty fucked up.
The wrestling thing, right?
Yeah. It's basically, yeah, it's just some of the darkest wrestling stories told, because this industry is fucking dark. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's just, it's really, it's an interesting industry to be in. But yeah, I'm like one episode left of the second season, then I have the whole third season to go through. But man, it is, I'm learning about situations like I heard of as a kid, or wrestlers I watched as a kid that I just didn't know they just disappeared. And it's like, yeah, one of them was assassinated, like in his home.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was like, because he was like cigarette running in Canada. He was like, you know, French Canadian. And I guess, like, you know, after he lost his job with the WWF, he like had to make ends meet. So he was like running cigarettes. And I guess like he pissed the wrong person off and they like assassinated him in his house.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, dude, it's wild. And this is, it's a good documentary. Vice pulls no punches. They definitely shit on Vince McMahon a lot throughout the series.
Good.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's well deserved, but holy shit. It's definitely not WWE approved, which I like, because WWE did have their own like documentaries, and they were pretty skewed, if you would imagine mm-hmm. that. But Dark Side of the Ring is definitely worth watching. Like I said, they've got about three seasons out right now. And man, like I said, it's something to watch. If you like documentaries, especially like, I would say, true crime documentaries, this is a good one. Yeah, I think you would dig it. And like I said, Vice does a great job. They don't fuck around. So that's pretty much everything I did.
All right. Well, I found a question for us to answer.
Yes.
I don't know if I have an immediate answer ready, locked and loaded, but since we were talking about like horror films and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Chudfu wants to know, what lesser known or underappreciated horror movie would you like to see a remake of, and what changes, if any, would you make to it?
Oh man,
underappreciated.
Jason X.
No, it's perfect. That movie's perfect.
You're right. No, but it's underappreciated though.
It is underappreciated.
What I would change is I would make it into a franchise again. I mean, that's the way you bring back, because they had like a, you know, they had the way it ended, they left it open to have like the franchise continue. But then here we are, you know, 20 years later without a proper sequel to that. So yeah, I mean, that's the answer right off the top of my head is Jason X. Cause you said underappreciated, and that's definitely a movie that, like I said, I love that me and Peter Klein's basically, that's what we always bond over, is like our love for Jason X.
Yeah, that's probably one of my favorite Jason movies. It's so ridiculous.
Exactly.
I not just make a franchise off of it, make like a series. Do like a like Shudder, Netflix, whatever, mm-hmm. Prime, you know, like HBO Max, whatever. Give me a fucking series. Let's spend 10 hours on this fucking shit.
Mecha Jason, like the series. We can even like open the Jason verse. Get fucking Mecha Jason. Like they had comic books of like Jason X versus regular Jason. We'll fucking work interplanetary shit or like interdimensional shit.
Yeah, I'm there for that. Let's see. Underappreciated or lesser known. Man, I don't know. Because there's, you know, There's a lot of them. There's a lot of horror films that are probably in that category. If it's not like a Hollywood blockbuster, then they're pretty much just underappreciated.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of one I've seen. Fuck. I don't know. Dude, like Chucky's got like a new series coming out. Like I'm pumped for that.
It looks really good. We didn't talk about that. Yeah, that's going to be really good. That trailer was very promising.
Yep. I'm so excited. Candyman's got like a new movie coming out. You know, yes. Like there's all the stuff I want to see is happening. Okay. I really liked the character, quote unquote, Annabelle from The Conjuring. And I thought the Annabelle movies were fucking garbage. So that's what I'm going to say underappreciated is Annabelle. I want Annabelle to have an actual, like, scary, like, good I don't know. Because did you ever see the Annabelle movies? The first one was dumb as shit. They showed you the demon.
That's weird.
So, like, the
thing, like, right off the bat, or like eventually?
Like in the movie, yeah.
Oh, okay. I like, that'd be weird if it just shows the demon go like hoo hoo, and then like just jump into the doll. It's me. Do a little dance. No.
Well, but like, yeah, so like the scary thing about Annabelle is just like this really creepy looking doll moving and doing shit on her own. Even though, like, in The Conjuring, the first 15 minutes that she stars in, like, you don't see her actually move. It's just she was left there and now she's there. That's scary. Like, that is scary.
Mm-hmm.
But in that movie, like, at one point, you finally see her moving. Like, you see her, like, her head, like, pop into frame.
Oh.
Like, oh, shit. And the camera kind of pulls back. And you see, like, this demon, like, black demon figure holding her. And it's like, I didn't need to see that.
Yeah.
Like, that killed it. That made her not, even though it's supposed to make her scarier, because, like, oh, fuck, there's the thing that's possessing her. I don't want to see it. That's not mm-hmm. what's scary to me. Seeing the monster is not scary. You know what I mean? It's
yeah,
the whole Jaws
thing. The inferred horror. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's what made Jaws scary, is that, like, oh, it's this giant shark, and he shows up for like a minute of screen time, like actually, and everything else is just exactly inferred. Like, you just,
I mean, think about how scary Cloverfield was before we saw the monster. Remember, like, that, even like that was back when you can, like, man, when you can still hide shit, because Cloverfield, nobody knew what they were getting until they went to the theater. Like, the opening night was basically when.
I mean, even, I'm sorry, I'll be honest. Even if you go to like Blair Witch, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
there's no fucking monster in that. Like, you don't see the witch ever. Like, if you do, you get like a shadow, I think, at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you, the thing is never in the movie. Like, it mm-hmm. is all just off screen, just enough to freak you the fuck out.
Yep.
And that's what made it so good. And so, like, that's what I want for Annabelle. I want the, like, and I think it's too late because of the Annabelle movie. Like, I don't know how you do it now, because it's like, well, you've already fucking showed me. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how you take it back, but that would be one. I thought she was scarier when it was just a possessed doll moving on its own, doing weird shit. But when you showed me the demon, it made it not scary anymore. So,
yeah, it's kind of showed their hand too soon.
Yeah, so that would be mine, I think.
Fair enough.
Also, this may be dumb, but an American version of the Grudge versus the Ring would be so fucking wild.
Yeah, they can Freddy versus Jason it. Yeah. Man,
and the Japanese one was good, but like, let's give me an American one too.
Yeah, just for the body count, because, you know.
and get the people back. If anyone is still around that survived those movies.
Did Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Did her character live?
I think. I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've seen the...
I don't remember either. Because there's... And I was also thinking, what's her face from The Ring? With the one with the kid. Naomi Watts.
Ah, yes. I forgot, man. Like I said, those movies came out so long ago.
They wouldn't, though. You know, they wouldn't bring them back because they, you know, whatever. They'd get the high school girls just like they did in that movie.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Stuff like that. I'm going to dive deep into Shudder over the next few months to get closer to horror.
Legit, like, Shudder is a good streaming service for the price. It was like $5 too.
Like $5 or $6. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
they're legit.
So much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of originals, and there's some really good originals on there.
Yeah.
That I highly recommend. So anyways, I think that's it. I think that's this week's show. I think we did it without Jer.
Yeah. Thanks, Jer. Or wait, yeah. Thanks for everyone for sticking with us and everything like that. And I think you enjoyed yourself. And if you didn't, well, there's always next week.
It's a longer episode, and I'm sure everyone listening is like, y'all could have split this into 5 days and given us something every day. But no, we're lazy, and no one wants to edit.
That right there. That's all that. Even though I still have to edit this.
Yeah, but barely.
Yeah,
you got to cut some stuff off at the beginning and maybe at the end, and throw the intro on, and you're done.
Oh, thank
you. Jeremy has to do that every day.
Yeah.
And I guess we should also say, I feel like we say this all the time, and we did, especially when we were doing the diner. We don't record these every day.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry to lift the curtain there.
Yeah. The little peek behind the kimono, if you will. We record them all at once on like a Sunday or a Saturday morning. Like, we record them a week in advance all, well, a week in advance, a day in advance or whatever, all at once, because we have lives.
Well, kind of. Yeah. I mean, for the most part. Yeah.
We work.
Yeah. The work.
We do things. Yeah. We, so sorry to spoil the fun. We just had someone recently ask if we quit our jobs because of our release schedule. And it just seems unfair to lead them on that. Like, yes, we're super successful podcasters who can wake up every morning and record a show. No, we do it all at once. That's why, if you notice, Monday, everyone's very groggy and tired and whatever. And then by Friday, we're all awake and with it.
Yeah, because we're literally recording at like 7 a.m.
Yeah, we get up at like 7 and record.
And we went to bed at like 2 a.m. because we were playing Red Dead together.
Yep. Which is why we didn't record it Sunday morning this week, because Kevin and I are up way too late Saturday night playing Red Dead.
Worth it.
I did not want to get up in 4 hours to record.
Yeah.
And since then, we're recording on Sunday night. And it's 9:30, and I'm tired. It's the opposite. We started off awake, and we've ended asleep. So.
Hey, that's the way it should be. That's Friday. This droopy Friday. All right, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Make sure, if you want to hear an extended version of the show with stuff from, I guess, the pre-show, quote-unquote, whatever you want to call it, go check out our Patreon or at patreon.com/8bitgeek. I almost said 8-bit saga. In fact, it might be the 8-bit geek. I don't remember. Go to our website, the8bitgeek.com, to find links to everything. Our Discord, our Twitter, our Facebook, I guess we still have.
Instagram.
And our Instagram and our Patreon. So go check that out. And we'll see you all next week. When Jeremy theoretically is back, he's Jeremy Richmond. He may take another fucking week. Who knows? I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin. Bye, everybody.
Bye.